Foxton Readers Level 1. Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves by Antoine Galland. Retold by Jane Richards. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Ali Baba and his brother Kasim lived in a big town near a forest in Persia. Ali Baba was a poor man. He worked hard as a woodcutter because he needed money for his wife and children. Kasim married a rich woman, and he was a businessman, so he was rich. He had no children, but there were some slaves in his house. They cleaned the house, cooked the food, and worked in the garden. One day, Ali Baba went to the forest to cut down trees. It was a hot day, and it was hard work. But Ali Baba enjoyed his work. Then he heard a noise. It wasn't an animal. He stopped and listened. "Where's the rock?" There was a man in the forest. Who was it? Ali Baba listened again. "Here it is. Put it here." More than one man. "Where?" "Here." Ali Baba slowly went nearer and looked, but he stayed behind a tree. He saw lots of men in front of a big rock. "How many men are there?" thought Ali Baba. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 40. There were 40 men. And each man had a horse. And on each horse, there were bags. One man was bigger and older than the others. "I think he's the boss," thought Ali Baba. The boss went to the rock and he spoke.
"Open sesame," said the boss.
"What?" thought Ali Baba. Then he looked again and he saw a door open in the rock. The men all went into the cave and the door shut behind them. Ali Baba waited behind the tree because he didn't want the men to find him. After some time, the door opened and all of the men came out.
"Close, sesame," said the boss,
and the door closed again.
"Come on, men," said the boss.
"Yes, boss."
The thieves got on their horses and they rode out of the forest. Ali Baba waited behind the tree until all the thieves left. Then he came down to the rock. He looked at it and he remembered the words.
"Open sesame," he said.
The door in the rock opened and Ali Baba went inside.
"Close sesame," he said,
and the door closed behind him. It wasn't dark inside the room and Ali Baba could see easily. He couldn't see the floor, because there were so many bags on it. Ali Baba looked in one of the bags, and what did he see? Money. Gold coins.
"Those men are thieves," thought Ali Baba. "They took the gold from other people, and they put it here."
He didn't know how much money there was, but there was a lot. He looked, and he thought about it. Ali Baba was a good man, and the money was not his. But he was also poor, and there was a lot of gold. He took one bag and went back to the door.
"Open sesame," he said.
The door opened again. Ali Baba came out with his bag of gold coins and said the words one more time.
"Close sesame."